He closes the blinds in his office and he takes me on the floor. Tears streamed over the crest of her cheeks. I handed her a box of tissues, but she waved it away. "I should be crying for shame," she said, "but I'm not. I'm crying because I know he won't want me anymore. He'll find me repulsive, at best someone to pity. There'll be another girl, and the little that I had in life that was my own will be gone." Esther looked at me with pleading eyes. Was I supposed to affirm her sin and acknowledge its punishment? Or was I to sympathize with her plight and, after hearing her confession, absolve her? I was not ordained to do either, so I released her hand and silently left the room. I felt off balance under the weight of her secret. Each day after rounds, I was alone with her. Esther did not offer her hand in greeting, and I did not extend mine. Uncertain what, if anything, I should say, I kept the conversation strictly clinical. On the day of Esther's discharge, Dr. Foster stood at her bedside and uncovered her chest. The suture lines were tight, and there was no sign of infection. He declared the surgery to be a success. "Now, my office has you scheduled for a return appointment in 2 weeks," Dr. Foster said to Esther. "If anything changes in the interim, if you have unusual pain, if fever develops, or the arm suddenly becomes red or more swollen, be sure to contact me before then." Esther nodded. "Once there has been sufficient healing, we will start on the chemotherapy. Mr. Groupman will be back later to make sure everything is in order for you to go home." Shortly after 4 p.m., I knocked on Esther's door. A male voice said, "Please come in." Standing by Esther's bedside was a compact man in a loose-fitting gray suit with a black fedora. "Marcus Weinberg, I am Esther's husband," he said. I introduced myself and, smiling, said that everything was ready for her discharge. Esther's face betrayed no emotion. I reiterated the doses of pain medication she should take when needed, and the date of her follow-up appointment.